Busy week. We were talking about Mother's Day. Today we salute teachers, and yesterday and all this week, actually, nurses. And we want to welcome Emily Miller, who is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner with us. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
First of all, thank you for your healthcare service to our community.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor.
And how did you start in the profession?
So I went to school for dietetics nutrition degree. And when I graduated, I met Dr. Will Cole, who is actually who I work for him still, so to this day. So, and really just kind of got down the path of going more into the functional medicine aspect of it. And so really, I guess the difference with it is functional medicine is just the way that we look at your body as a whole to get to the root of the problem. So we want to make sure we figure out why someone is going through what they're going through, and we can utilize different labs and testing to help us kind of navigate that. So I met him and really continued my education within functional medicine, and now I do what I love. So
functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Let's drill down a little bit more. When you say functional, how does that differ from the way you look at someone in their situation? Is this all preventative medicine or reactive to issues people have?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, really, the goal, it's a great preventative type of medicine, absolutely. I would say that we are seeing, though, a lot of people who are at their last straw, in a way. And so we're seeing people who have been dealing with chronic illnesses for years, some 20, 30 years. So we can see a lot of people who are dealing with autoimmune-related diseases, where the immune system is attacking different facets of the body. We could see people dealing with gut-related issues, but really anything. We're seeing a lot of different problems. We do see some preventative, but I would say we see a lot more people who've been dealing for a long time.
All right, let's talk about one in particular thing that we're noticing some younger people are choosing is alcohol abstinence, or at least a dramatically cutting back on that. Is that what you're finding?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of this within the younger generation, too. I think, one, because certain illnesses like autoimmune diseases are more we're seeing them more prevalent, even in younger generations, because the body is aging quicker. And so we can see that happen. And I think people are now wanting just to feel better. They're wanting to do things, no matter what that means, to feel better. And we, you know, a lot of times we might deal with someone or with people or the stigma that says, you know, I don't want to be too restrictive. But I also think that one of the bigger things that we're also seeing is that it doesn't matter if I have to remove something that's not making me feel good. That's more like self-respect rather than being restrictive.
How did this little movement start? Do you know?
I would say that it's, you know, we're seeing, because we are seeing people and younger, you know, within the younger generation, not feel as well. Because I think that we are seeing aging is happening a lot more quickly than it ever has been before. And so I think in regards to that, when the body starts to age quicker, we're going to see higher rates of inflammation in the body. And, you know, inflammation is the body's defense mechanism, and it does have a purpose. When the body is not feeling well, or when there is damage to the body, inflammation does have a purpose to help with healing. But what we're seeing is chronic inflammation, which is problematic, because that chronic inflammation is stemming throughout the entire body when there is no damage or when there is no need for it. And that actually can lead to a lot of different issues within the body, too.
One of the other things I noticed, and read a story in Sunday's Post-Gazette about the young people with these super energy drinks having issues.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that with some people that you've worked with?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, these energy drinks, the ingredients that are in these energy drinks, I really, really, you know, part of what we talk a lot about, too, is looking at quality, looking at ingredients, and these things have impact on the body. And, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I'm just going to have it every once in a while. But a lot of these things have addictive properties, too, where we turn into having them daily. And that's where it's going to create systemic issues.
Well, I appreciate your time. And it's interesting. Functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. Where can people find out more information?
Yeah, so you can absolutely go to our clinic website, drwillcole.com. We have a lot of info on there. If you're interested about becoming part of our clinic, you can email hello@drwillcole.com as well. And we can absolutely walk anyone through the process to get started or get more information if they need it.
Emily Miller, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the Big K Morning Show, and coming up, we'll have the latest. The biggest story internationally is what's going on Israel into Gaza, and there are updates on that and more. And we'll also in the next half hour talk to Robert Levin, who's behind a great effort that we'll tell you about called the Purple Party. I want to introduce you to the Purple Party. Now, this isn't a political, I know it's a presidential year, but it's a really big impact for the region. Pittsburgh's largest sober celebration. And joining me is Rosa Davis, who is the CEO of Power, with a man of great power and great philanthropy, Robert Levin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning, everyone.
And Robert, you are once again supporting, as you do so many great things, as the presenting sponsor of the Purple Party. But let's first start with Rosa. Tell us what Power is.
Sure. So Power was founded in 1990, and we opened our doors with our very first program, a 25-bed residential treatment program for women only. And it actually was the first of its kind in Allegheny County. And since then, we've grown our organization to include a full range of treatment designed specifically for women, so that women in and around Allegheny County can always choose a level of care that is designed for them, that has them in mind and addresses the issues that they care about most. So we serve about 1,400 individuals a year, and they are mostly women. Over 1,000 are women. And actually, we serve some men and children through our intake assessment process, and we link them to treatment. But all of our treatment programs are for women only.
And I'm sure you really appreciate Robert and his wife, Carrie, who have been so generous. And Robert, how did you first get involved with Power?
We first got involved with Power probably close to 18 to 20 years ago when we were approached to furnish some of the rooms at their facility in Swissvale. And then as we learned more about the organization, in particular, we had a mutual friend who was on the board of Power and learned about how really amazing work that they do on a daily basis. They're an incredible mission, how they've changed the lives literally of hundreds and hundreds of women, and effectively changing the lives of those families, the children of the women as well, too, who, you know, had problems and were able to come out and be revived and be reunited with families. There are such amazing stories. And as we learn more about it, we became very committed to the organization and the incredible work that Rosa and her staff has been doing.
And we are with Rosa Davis, CEO of Power, and, of course, Robert Levin. That said, your biggest fundraiser of the year is this month, May 23rd. It is called the Purple Party. So what goes on, Rosa?
So the Purple Party is a blast. You know, for years we did a more traditional, still mission-driven dinner and fundraiser. And actually, Larry, you may not remember this, but many years ago you attended one of our events. You were a celebrity guest in the fashion show. I'm not sure if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, I do. I still have the high heels.
It was so fun then, but this party is a little different. You know, we stayed away from a party atmosphere thinking that because we, you know, didn't serve alcohol, that we shouldn't have a party. And then we realized, what are we doing? We're not practicing what we preach, right? And so that you can have an excellent time without alcohol. So this is Pittsburgh's largest sober celebration. Everyone is included. Everyone is welcome, whether you're in recovery or not. It is on May 23rd, as you said, and tickets are $60 for general admission. The VI Purple tickets are $250, and tickets can be bought on our website at power-recovery.com. There will be DJ Femi, a recovery rapper, Kalichi. There's going to be amazing food and desserts and mocktails and just a ton of fun. And I think really, and Robert, you probably agree, the highlight is when we introduce alums. So we have three amazing women this year whose stories will be told at the event. And we're really excited. So come and wear some purple and have a party with us.
Is there any chance Robert will be dancing and singing?
Oh, yes, Robert. I don't know about singing, but I definitely will be dancing.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Not singing, but
Robert, I do remember
we'll be on the
you, floor. You and Carrie leading a Congo line at an event years ago. I was impressed.
It's really a wonderful organization. I'm just so thrilled to be involved, Larry. And if your listeners are not aware of the organization, we just would love for them to be educated a little bit and go onto the website and learn about the great work that is being done right here in our community. It's an amazing organization.
And Rosa, that's power-recovery.com, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Have you ever heard me imitate Robert?
Oh, no.
No, I have not.
What? Oh, Robert, you know I love you. So this is strictly imitation is the greatest form of flattery. You know that.
I should be doing the imitation of you doing the imitation of me, but that's okay. You go ahead.
We've had some fun over the years. Are you ready? You ready, Rosa?
I'm ready.
Hi, this is Robert Levin. We're having a fabulous Mother's Day sale this weekend.
Last weekend. No, this weekend. That's right.
It is this weekend, Robert.
It is this weekend. That's right. Taking my mother-in-law.
That's pretty darn good.
Thank you. The Purple Party, May 23rd at the Rockville Park. And again, power-recovery.com. Rosa Davis, Power CEO, and our friend Robert Levin. Robert, thank you and Carrie for continuing to do so much. We love you. And yes. Rosa, good luck with this event. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And the work you do every day in our hometown.